It's time to go beyond enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and we're going to bring in Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon, who's now a radio analyst for the Seattle Seahawks. And Warren, as a former quarterback, what is your perspective on how you would attack this great Seattle defense, which is ranked number one in the NFL?
Well, that's not something I'm going to tell you. I work for the opposition, but they are a very difficult defense to play against because they're so good at all three levels. They're good up front. Their linebackers are very active, and we don't know about their secondary, how well they cover people in the back end. But most people have really tried to tackle the tight end. They try to take advantage of the tight end matchups against our linebackers or throwing the ball to the back, out of the backfield against our linebackers and try and make them make plays. So I think that would be one way I would try and attack our defense.
Warren, can you take us through the evaluation, your evaluation of Russell Wilson, how he's matured and grown as a quarterback going into his third season and being firmly the guy there in Seattle coming off that Super Bowl season?
Well, he just continues to keep getting better and better just because he's playing every week. And the more he experiences, the more he sees that he's going to get better at it. He's going to know personnel around the league much better just because he's playing against guys over and over again now and has a better feel for, you know, what different teams want to try and do against him. So he has complete control of our offense. The coaches have given him that pretty much since the end of the first season here in Seattle. And he's just kind of built off of that as far as having more control at the line of scrimmage, knowing how to get in and out of plays, whether the defense is giving you a look that you probably need to get out of. He's very good at audibling and getting to the right plays. And I think as he's gotten more comfortable with his personnel around him, that's made him a better player as well. So he's just improving only because of all those different facets of experience.
Warren, you've been around some very eccentric, very innovative head coaches during your time in the NFL. What makes Pete Carroll so special?
I think, first of all, he lets his players kind of be themselves within the confines of what his philosophy is. And he lets them have personalities. He lets them express themselves. But he also looks for players that not only are talented, but they also have a little edge to them, that guys that feel like they've been passed over, guys that feel like they have something to prove. You look at a Richard Sherman or a Cam Chancellor, guys who were fifth-round draft picks. You look at a Doug Baldwin, who's an undrafted free agent. Look at Jermaine Kearse. You look at Russell Wilson, who was a third-rounder. All these guys felt like they were overlooked by people in the league, and those are the type of guys that team wants to have, guys that feel like they have something to prove every time they go out and play the game with an edge.
Warren, how closely have you followed the career of Chip Kelly as he came into the NFL, and how would you compare it to when you were running the run-and-shoot offense in the early 90s, as it was at the time the innovative trend in the league?
Well, I followed Chip a lot only because he's been on the West Coast here at the University of Oregon, had great success there, and ran that up-tempo type of spread offense there for many years and had a lot of success. And now he's brought that into the NFL, and a lot of people didn't think it would be successful, but he's showing that it can be, and he's one of the more innovative coaches in football, and I think you look at Pete Carroll coming out of the Pac-10, you look at Chip, you look at Jim Harbaugh, all those three of those guys come out of the Pac-10, and they're very innovative in what they like to do, and there's a great reason why they're having success. And, Chip just continues to keep, pushing the envelope and making it very tough on defense to try and stop what he's doing offensively, and you got to give him a lot of credit for that.
Did you think that he was going to have success this early in his NFL career?
You know, I really wasn't sure because I knew the quarterback had a lot to do with it, and he had to have the right guy in that position, and he was fortunate enough to have Nick Foles play well for him, a guy who had been in that offense at the University of Oregon. And I think, Mark Sanchez kind of fits his skill set as far as what he's good at. So he's been fortunate to have two guys that are a good trigger guys to run that offense. And then, you know, having a LeSean McCoy and the different weapons that you have, that's definitely important for running an offense like that. So he's got those type of weapons, and I think that's one of the reasons why he's having that type of success.
Warren, we're going to go back in the time machine for a little bit here. Go back to your playing days in the league. What do you recall about the House of Pain game, the infamous game against the Philadelphia Eagles and their vaunted defense?
I remember it was probably one of the most physical games I've ever played in, and I'm sure our football team, especially our offense, when you have a defense like the Eagles had back then with Reggie White and Seth Joyner and Jerome Brown and Clyde Simmons, and you go on and on and on, all the names that they had, they really put a physical beating on us that particular night. And like I said, it was a very physical football game. and they were one of the more physical defenses I ever played against in my career.
It's one of the fondest memories for a lot of Eagles fans, so I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about that. Warren Moon, Hall of Fame quarterback, now the radio analyst for the Seattle Seahawks. Thank you very much for taking us behind enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.